You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't care for these things no more. Got to be faithful and see once more. I don't care for these things no more. Got to be faithful and see.
Samara Alofa with Don't Care. Morena whānau, you're on BFM. Morena Samara.
Morena.
How are you?
My voice is a bit sexy this morning, but I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you.
You've been out celebrating Half Queen, awesome Half Queen.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Half Queen, for yesterday, and just reliving the amazingness that was the filth boiler room stream. We were just talking about this off air. I think it's changing, like genuinely changing the game. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We're talking about, I guess, your own game-changing music as well, though, this morning. Last time I saw you perform was at Mermgrown a couple of weeks ago. It was very, very cool evening. How was that for you?
It was awesome. Yeah. We were so stoked to be a part of that. Shot Mermaidians. It was a beautiful night, and we were taken away in a trance.
Yeah,
we were somewhere else. It was great. It was beautiful.
We've been so lucky to have so much amazing stuff happening in Tamaki recently. We were also very lucky to have you, here up at BFM doing some live bits and pieces for
us. Right. Yeah,
at Drive Island as well, and I've been really enjoying hearing some of the new songs you've been working on. We've been loving Earth Punk since it came out last year, but I heard you incorporate a few new tracks in your set at Mermgrown. What have you been cooking up?
Yeah, we've been cooking up. We have a couple tracks. I suppose they'll be singles. We're really keen to release them and release some video work with the new tracks too.
Cool.
Sort of just... Yeah, I really don't know how to explain it without giving it all away.
Yeah.
So just expect something new.
Expect good things.
Yes.
You've been working with Queenie Control, Coco Solids, and the kind of crew that's been, also working on projects with Coco at the same time, Brown Boy Magic and Kōtero as well. Yes. It's a very awesome kind of musical whānau that you've got going on there. It must be a pretty special spot to be creating from. How do you find those relationships in terms of your own practice? Do you feel like they feed into what you're doing well?
Yeah, definitely. It's really important to make sure that you make the space for the people who will really support you and your mahi. And Koko and Tuki and Kōtiro Ana and Nico Brown with Magic, they just really feed into sort of the things, the follow-up after you do the releasing and stuff, and there's all the hype and then all the people come forth and give you praise, but it's the ones that are sort of there that to be like, check in and be like, hey, yeah, yo, are you all good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it can be quite hard, I can imagine, when you have released something and it's been a lot of like love and energy going into a project and then putting it out in the world, it kind of becomes a different thing. Other people listen to it, it becomes their thing as well. Do you find that difficult or do you find that interesting when you hear other people's responses to your music?
I think it's great because personally, like, our excitement around like sound output is sort of discovering other people's like mind processes. The human brain is so interesting, and everyone's got their own like trauma and experiences of this reality, so it's actually really beautiful when people come forth and they're like, oh, that song, something about it, and then I'll explain what we went through in the song, and then their experiences of it are sort of the same but different because we're not the same, you know, realities. We're living two different realities, so or whatever different realities. So it's actually really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I think about the last time you came up on the show, we talked about 111 and how kind of Ihumatao had been in your brain, but you'd written this song before everything had kicked off at Ihumatao, and it had sort of somehow managed to be the song for that moment for you as well. How does your writing process work? Where do you start with lyrics? Do you kind of have a feeling, or do you sort of think about a specific thing and go, that's what I need to write down right now?
It always is a feeling, yeah. And then it's us like forming language for what we're sensing and feeling first and foremost, always. Yeah, it's always like based off of an emotion or a feeling or a sense, or the feeling that like another sort of supportive voice or like ancestors wanting to communicate something through us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be like, oh, that feel like my grandmother's speaking through us, like as us, and the like sensing and feeling, understanding the like old trauma. I think with 111, that's what that was.
Yeah,
was also like around the same time that we were learning about one of our ancestors who was buried at the Simmons Street graveyard, and then in order for them to build the motorway, they had to dig up their grave, her graves. Harata, so that's their name. So yeah, we definitely also wrote the words prior to it sort of relating to the current reality of when the song actually formed itself, was like around the time we were occupying Ihumatao, but the words and the stories and the language formed from our understanding of our whakapapa.
Yeah.
So it all relates because it's all to do with, you know, ancestral graves, and it all like sort of synchronized itself. And also just a really important moment for us as like Pacifica Māori, like mixed being, to understand our like responsibility while we're here, and accepting that we are Māori, you know.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge.
It's huge stuff. Huge stuff. Yeah. Do you think that music is for you, I guess, a way of championing things that, as you were saying, like your ancestors and also these things that you say, like a responsibility? Do you think music is like a vessel for that for you? Or is it just something you have to do? You just want to do it, you know?
I feel like music's sort of like the thing inside the vessel, like we're the vessel, and then the music's the thing that's coming out of the vessel, mm-hmm. often, like water.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or, yeah, like, and often like our like elders refer to like waiata, like as water, and that we are the vessel.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So yeah, is sort of like is the way of like connecting to those ways that we might not be able to be taught by elders right now,
mm-hmm.
in front of us. Music's sort of the thing that is keeping us on track and connected to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it eventually leads us to wānanga with elders.
Yeah.
Eventually.
And yeah. I guess your musical tūkana, people like Coco who are and Tuki who are supporting you and walking through that process, have and still are, I imagine, working through those processes for themselves as well. Do you find that writing with them, being with them, creating with them is a really conductive thing to helping these stories, these ideas come out?
Yeah. Oh, we've only really had a jam once, Coco, Tuki and I. I reckon for us and how we do things, it's our conversation, our kōrero.
Yeah.
We just talk shit like for ages. If we get together and we're supposed to do some mahi, we just be like talking shit and drinking tea for like the most of it, and then we're like, oh, that's right, we have to do the thing.
Yeah.
Let's do the thing. Right. And then we do the thing and then it comes out and it's incredible because of all the conversation.
Mm.
We just were able to like be there authentically in that moment right before each other, looking at each other and talking, and that's the key, you know, is to like nurture each other in that way, the quality time.
Totally.
Mm.
You've got a really cool community more broadly, just in and around the music scene in Tāmaki at the moment. I know you've just put out a track with Haji, with Bridge, on their awesome new release as well. And you have kind of collaborated live with the Noah Records crew before as well. And of course, this weekend you're going to be playing with Polly Hill, or part of Polly Hill's big party, which is happening on Saturday at Whammy Backroom. Polly Hill and Pals, Alexa Casino, Ollie, LB, Half Queen, Leaping Tiger, and yourself. You looking forward to it?
I really, really am. Yes. We had some rehearsals on the weekend, and because we're also going on to Newtown Fest the next night, or the next morning, Polly Hill and I, and with another artist, Sol Lavasa. And we really just went some places that, because Polly Hill, Paloma and I, we used to flat together, mm-hmm. and we used to just like jam every day for ages. And we've sort of gone on our own journeys, and now we're returning, and it's actually really dope. We're like, yay!
It's really nice when you have those old friends you can always come back to and feel like that creative thing is still going there as well, which is must be a special thing.
Yeah, it's real dope. You know, everyone, even with like the Filth crew, like we've all known each other for years.
Yeah.
And all of our sort of endeavours right now all started with us talking about it. I remember Yushak and Paloma and Jess just mentioning that they wanted to throw parties, and then or even Shaq tweeting about how they wanted to be a DJ, and then now they all are doing that, and it's
they're up on Boiler Room with like 17,000 streams or something crazy there.
Yeah. So it's honestly it's a true blessing. And I think moments like that where people are put up, like, you know, for more outreach is sort of a moment of gratitude.
Mm.
Super grateful. Yeah, and even just our little community is super cute.
Yeah.
We're just super cute humans.
That's the best thing. You just want nice people around you, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. good vibes.
Nice baddies.
Nice baddies.
Nice baddies.
Samara, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. It's always lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Saturday at the Sweepstakes single release party. I believe Under the Radar is a good spot to get tickets from, or On the Door, but you don't want to just wait till you're on the door and like risk not getting one. So get one early.
Get a ticket.
Get a ticket.
You won't regret it.
Hey, have a lovely rest of your week.
Thank you, you too.
This is 111.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.